Emmy Ryan and a place to call home. And the technology gods are on our side because I do have Emmy on the phone line. Good morning, Emmy Ryan.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
Very well. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Bright and early here. 7:45 in the morning.
And where is here? Because the place that you call home now isn't where you were last time we spoke to you, is it?
No, it's not. So now I'm living in Mbantua, Alice Springs in the Northern Territory.
How exciting. And what is it like living up there? It must be very, very different from Sydney.
It's so different from Sydney. One of the most striking things is that my commute is about 3 minutes home and 3 minutes to work, which is quite different to what it was in Sydney, which was about 20 to 30 minutes, even though I lived in Redfern. So that's bought me a whole bunch of time to be able to write and play and, you know, do other things. But it's also just really spacious, like in terms of there's lots of space obviously here, you know, it's the wide open spaces of the sky and the beautiful country, and but also I don't know, I feel more spacious inside myself, I think, as well. It's probably a reflection of being away from the city and out in the country.
And since you've been up there, you've been working really hard, and we've talked on the program over the last couple of weeks about your new EP. So tell us a little bit about that. First of all, can you give us the release dates and the details like that and where it can be got?
Absolutely. So it's the EP itself is out on the 13th of September, and it will be available absolutely everywhere that it's possible to be available. So Bandcamp is the preferred place for musicians, and you can actually pre-order it on Bandcamp right now. I yesterday just received the hard copy CDs, which is so exciting. So you can also get those through Bandcamp or at a folk festival near you. And it's also, you know, Apple Music and Spotify and all the other places as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So 13th of September is the magic date.
The magic date, yeah.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about the songs that are on there and how they came to be, I guess.
So I think only one of the songs I wrote while I was back in Sydney, and it's that one that you just played, A Place to Call Home. The rest of them I wrote since moving here. So being here has obviously been a very creative time for me. As I said, it's kind of given me a lot of space, but it's also given me a lot of kind of creative influence and, you know, the actual physical being here, but also I think being away from lots of people that I love, it's been fodder for some of the songs. So it's quite a diverse offering. There's the political stuff. I've got a song called The End of the World. That was my first single that came out last Friday, and that's kind of about trying to hold on to hope in a world that feels like it's going up in flames. And then my next single, which will be out the coming Friday, is more of a song about reflecting on my life and feeling lonely after spending, you know, 3 or 4 months here, a long, hot, lonely summer in the desert. And then I've got kind of just little country ditties about stuff. There's a song on there that I've written about reflecting on my childhood in Gundagai in regional New South Wales, and the stories that we were told in school, which were kind of, you know, about peaceful settlement and these two wonderful Wiradjuri men who saved a whole bunch, you know, hundreds of white settlers who built on the riverbank and then were flooded, but not kind of being taught about colonization and invasion and all of those awful things that happened, and some of which are still happening today. Quite wide-ranging topics.
Amazing. Now, I've seen on Facebook you posted a photo of the album cover, and it's an absolutely beautiful cover. The colours in it are gorgeous. Tell us how you came up with the concept for the cover and that wonderful photo.
Oh, thank you. Isn't it lovely? It's actually taken in the trails just behind where I'm living here in Mbantua, Alice Springs. There's these great walking tracks, and you kind of see the beautiful blue sky and the red of beautiful Chorocha or the McDonald Ranges behind you. And my friend Han Albee was staying with me here, and I said, Han, come on, I'm going to get dressed and we're going to head up the hill with my instruments and take some photos. And we just took the tripod up and took about, I don't know, 200 photos. And that was the winner. But yeah, I think it really kind of reflects, I don't know, the record's called I Ain't So Blue. And it kind of, it's a little wry smile on my face that I ain't so blue. It's all good.
We've spoken in the past about your Irish roots and how that's played into your musical journey. Do you think that's still such a powerful influence, or are you being pulled more towards the Australian side of yourself?
It's interesting. I think it has led me to where I am, but lately I've been listening to a lot, basically exclusively country, Americana, roots, bluegrass, old-time folk music, which also has part of its base in Irish and Scottish Celtic music, also part of its base in, you know, the Black American music and French music, but I can still kind of feel those influences coming around me every now and then, and I still am also playing Irish music on the mandolin and on the guitar at a really fun bush dance that I played at with a big group of friends last weekend, and we played heaps of Irish jigs and a few reels. So yeah, it's kind of, I don't know if you can hear it in the music, but I can certainly feel it and still connected to it. Yeah,
I feel like it's still there when I listen. And you talked about folk festivals and how your EP will be available at them. What kind of festivals are you playing these days? Obviously not much in Sydney.
Yeah, well, the next one I'm playing, and I'm so excited to play this one, but Dorigo Folk and Bluegrass Festival at the end of October, which is just an absolutely gorgeous festival. It's a bit of a mandolin players or mandolin listeners delight this year. There's some wonderful mandolin players coming from the States and also from Scotland and from Melbourne and all over the place, so it's going to be absolutely glorious, and there's heaps of beautiful friends playing, so that's kind of the next festival for me. And I've got a few things coming up in the meantime. I'm going to play in Brisbane, oh gosh, that's next weekend, which is so exciting. Yeah, a little bit of a soft launch for the EP before it comes out. Great. And then I've got a few shows back here in the Mount Alice Springs, including my EP launch at the end of September at the Folk Club here.
So Dorigo, of course, is quite close to us here in Glen Innes. So anyone listening that fancies catching some of Emmy live, head on down to the Dorigo Festival. What's the date for Dorigo? Do you have it off the top of your head?
I think it's like the 20-something. I'm just going to have a look.
Okay.
Maybe like the last weekend in October.
Yeah.
I'm sure is what it is.
Coming around very soon. That's right, it is too.
25 to 27.
So that'll be a great one to catch you at, and lots of other fabulous music, as you say.
Oh, such fabulous music. It's going to be a beauty.
Yeah. And do you miss some of the other festivals that you used to be a fairly regular at? Places like St. Albans,
really,
I guess.
Do.
Yeah,
I miss St. Albans. I miss that in April, and the Irish and Celtic Music Festival's coming up. Wish I could be there, and obviously the Australian Celtic Festival up there where you are. It's quite difficult to kind of get all the way across from here to there, time-wise and money-wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I try to make it across what I can, but yeah, I certainly miss those.
Yeah.
Those ones that were very easy to get to from Sydney.
Yeah, but you have a lot of other wonderful new musical experiences over there. It's quite a lively folk music scene, isn't it?
It really is. I've been really kind of enjoying that side of things here. There's a really lovely community. The string band that, you know, plays at the bush dances and other things is a really great thing to be a part of. And just started going to some, you know, in someone's backyard over here in Eastside, there's a Wednesday night jam where we play old time and Irish and a bit of bluegrass music, which is great fun. And yeah, there's lots of gigs. It's great. It's really fun.
That is absolutely brilliant. So any regrets about leaving Sydney?
Not really, to be honest. Like, other than I miss my friends.
Yeah.
But people have come to visit, you know, which has been really, really cool. And I get to go over there when I can. But
yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that there's regrets, no.
That is amazing. So what's the future hold? I know that you haven't actually launched this EP yet, so it might be a bit cheeky to ask what's next. what are you dreaming of for the next few years?
Actually, I wrote a song yesterday. Every time I write a song, I think, oh, wow, this is the best song I've ever written. So I'm in that kind of zone with this song. But I feel very lucky. I have this kind of open channel with, I feel that the songs just come at me, and when I can grab them, I grab them. So I'm hoping to put out, you know, a full-length record within the next 2 years. So I'm kind of writing and thinking about that as I can. And, yeah, just kind of thinking about, you know, I've got coming East Coast over summer, going to Woodford and travelling down and planning on playing a bunch of gigs as I travel and visit people. So, yeah, thinking about how to kind of live with more music in my life.
That's really, really great. So back to the EP, it's got seven tracks on, and It's released on the 13th of September, mm-hmm. and people can pre-order on Bandcamp or any of the other usual platforms. And if people want a hard copy CD, Bandcamp, again, is the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, Bandcamp's the way to go. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to keeping on playing tracks from this wonderful EP on the program here. And I'm really hoping that we might see you in Glen Innes again one day when you've got some time and money to travel.
Maybe in January on my way through.
That would be absolutely incredible. We'll start talking around here about what we can organise for a gig. It would be fantastic to have you back. I know that you've been greatly appreciated when you have played here in Glen before, so it'd be lovely to have you again.
Oh, yeah, beautiful folks. I've played a few times in Glen, and the people that came along were so engaged and just such a lovely place to play.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Emmy, I know you've gotten up early to talk to us on a Sunday morning, which is probably a bit of a precious time, so we might let you get on with your day and we'll put on another track from your EP. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, and I really hope we do get to see you next year.
Thanks, Pamela. See you in January.